Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, hello, Canada. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, February the 6th. Sorry, we had a flurry here from Hour 1 to Hour 2. As you, can we put the camera on this guy? Darren DuPont joining us here in the air chair. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing really well.
We should mention probably to our viewers here, because I got a lot of people writing in, first-time viewers, new viewers. This Casey Jones is watching in Thailand, and when I went through the top 10 cities for viewership, he says, when I get home, I'll work on those Winnipeg numbers, i.e. for himself and probably telling his friends and so forth. I've joked that I'm Batman, you're Robin. But you've got a bigger role than that, and you've been doing business for the last hour.
Yeah.
Look at it, he's dressed like a businessman today. Wow. Not everybody can wear sweatpants to work.
Yeah, well, we have fun, but this is kind of like sweatpants. It's a soft, soft coat. It's very comfortable.
It's canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very comfy.
We got Paul from the Dub Network website watching in Red Deer. He says, I've been watching for a month. You're welcome. So we have a lot of new viewers dropping in all the time. And I'll go back, by the way, to Hour 1. Sounds like we got our next guest coming up shortly here, but there's a lot of WHL talk and so forth. Trevor Redden from the Prince Albert Raiders was with us. We didn't really get into the CFL talk today. I'll be gone tomorrow. A rare miss for me. You're going to be in this chair?
I'll be there, yeah.
I'm very excited to be going to Saskatoon for the Kinsmen dinner because I've never been a part of it. And those guys up there said, listen, can you get up here Thursday night? We got stuff for you all day Friday. And then part of the program with Ed Belfour, who, like Phil, I'm very excited to meet. I've never met Ed Belfour, and I was a Stars fan, obviously, in the 90s. And this was probably the first time in my life that it dawned on me to not listen to the noise, not listen to the bunk. A former coach of Ed Belfour's in Chicago told me, no team that has Ed Belfour on it will ever win the Stanley Cup. Take that to the bank. Ed Belfour will never lead a team to the Stanley Cup. So when the Stars signed him in the mid-90s, I'm like, pow! Because I really respected that coach. Loved, actually, would not be an overstatement. Lo and behold, he leads the Dallas Stars to the Stanley Cup. Point being, don't listen to the bunk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of noise out there, man. Don't get bogged down in it.
I agree.
So furthermore, I'm going to Saskatoon tonight. And we'll be part of festivities all day tomorrow in Saskatoon around that Kinsmen dinner. Ed Belfour, Grant Fuhr, Marty Brodeur, Bernie Perrant, Glenn Hall, Brett Lowther, and Charleston Hughes. Now, this is a very Saskatchewan thing. Do we only do this here? I put on Facebook this morning, is there anybody I know going to Saskatoon Friday afternoon? I have a family member who needs a ride. Seems very elementary to me that you would do that. Very normal.
It does.
I got flooded with messages from people that I know that are going to Saskatoon. It's my wife, by the way, that's coming up for the dinner. She's not coming up today. She's coming up tomorrow. And then you tell me that you're going. And I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'll be at the dinner Friday night, too. So it'll be good. So, yeah, you could ask, and we can take her. We got room.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a big night.
That's going to be awesome.
I appreciate the people that are chiming in on the Facebook wall today. From Joe Lazito, he says, you're going to miss the walk-off tomorrow, Rod? I'm not even sure Lynch is going to be here tomorrow. And I don't think there's any way of stopping this roll from rolling. Steve Newadall in PA says, Ed Gainey's re-signed for a one-year deal. Rob Hunt says, is Leduc part of the Edmonton numbers? My guess is that it is.
I don't think so.
No? Leduc separate from Edmonton numbers?
Moose separate from Regina.
In terms of viewership.
Yeah.
And to Joe Lazito, am I going to miss the walk-off? My wife says to me, you're too hard on Lynch. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like my dad. Are you not hard on members of your own family? And she says, well, people that don't know are going to think that you're rude to him. He's a senior. And I said, he's family. You don't argue with members of your family?
Of course.
So this morning, my phone rings. It's Lynch. And I was on my way in here. I was at the gym, toweling off. Phone rings. It's like, oh, I haven't heard from DuPont yet. Where is DuPont? What's happening tomorrow? John! I said, Darren, you called during the show yesterday. Then Darren had to drive to Saskatoon, call the Blades game, and come back. You came back last night, didn't you?
I did, yes.
I'm like, John, it's 24 hours away. Can you just... You're starting to realize why his nickname's John Frenzy. He's always in a frenzy. You want to hear a story, Joel Azito in Long Island? Lynch had a five-way bypass a couple of years ago, and I went into the hospital. I know a lot of our viewers have heard this, but a lot of them haven't. The Don Cherry of football, and you know this. Lynch was about 100 steps from my dad, who was in another ward. It was a two-for-one shot for me. I could go to the same ward of the hospital and visit both of them. And it was the morning after the Riders lost 33-0 to the Alouettes at home here, the one that Brandon Bridge started. And I went into Lynch's room. I'm like, he's got wires dangling off him all. He looked like the Unabomber. And I said, Lynch, what'd you think of the game last night? Just starts going. And he's gurgling and he's, and oh, beep, 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 beep. Stuff's going off all over. The nurse is boom, into the room. You know how that goes? She's like, what did you do to him? I said, I asked him about the football game last night. So all of a sudden they're like strapping him down and things are going off all over the way. We finally get him calmed down. I leave his room and it's right by the nurse's station. And the head nurse says to me, does your friend have a slight anxiety problem? I said, slight anxiety problem. He invented anxiety. His nickname's John Frenzy. So we... All of a sudden, a sign goes up on the wall. Do not talk football to this man. There's my Lynch story. Now I'm all off in a fluster. How
that
you?
That is John.
That's him.
That's John in a nutshell.
He's not going to calm down at 82. He's not. That's what my wife says. He's not. He's 82.
Not at.
Because I keep trying to say, John, just calm down.
Yeah.
But he isn't feeling the... How is he still alive at 82? How's his heart not blown up?
I know. It's incredible. He is one of a kind. Truly one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope at 82 I got the pep in my step that he has.
Oh, yeah.
Furthermore, you owe me now two lunches. Yeah. When are we redeeming this?
So is that... I owe you Wendell's now, right? That was the deal? Yeah.
Are we going to go on Saturday?
Saturday afternoon? Yeah. I think so. That's perfect. I'll be there. Got nothing to do in the afternoon. We'll go for lunch at Wendell's.
Here's the gift card.
I'm not using a gift card.
You can actually pay?
Lunch. I'm actually paying.
It's a big day.
I'll pay this one first and then the other one. What is it, for a Leafs game? The Leafs?
The Oilers beating the Leafs. Yeah. Nice trying to forget.
No. We're gonna go. We'll do that one in Regina one day.
Listen, why would you pay? I got the gift cards right here. That's what they're for. Take them.
All right.
Put them in your pocket.
I got it.
From Tyler Dacu, the walk-off brought to you by Xanax. From Gregory Lai, he says, Frenzy also hates chickens.
Oh, that's
John's one of those guys, probably why we get along so well, that we're trouble just follows.
Yeah.
You know, so a chicken attacked him when he was a child in Milestone visiting, and he hasn't eaten chicken since. That's something that would happen to me.
Yeah.
You know?
A headless chicken.
Mm-hmm. From Tarsi in Edmonton. Come on, Roddy. He's in radio. Don't make him pay. I know what those checks look like. Darren's not in radio. Well, you are in a... This is digital media. You're in digital media.
Yeah.
And you also own it. So the paychecks aren't as minuscule as radio. We're waiting on Darren Bombing of the TSN Winnipeg. I want to chat Bombers with him, CFL free agency, and Jets. We got breaking news today. Ed Gainey has re-signed a one-year deal with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, which to me is a mere formality. It's big for Ed. It's big for the Riders. But where else was he going to go? He belongs here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm sitting here repeating myself every day that it's Groundhog's Day. All the Riders need to do is re-sign their guys, and they're fine, and get Micah Johnson at a better rate. Here's the one thing that I'm looking forward to talking to Charleston Hughes about tomorrow at the Kinsman Dinner in Saskatoon. What's your deal with your contract? I had a guy write me yesterday, connected to the Rams, who says Charleston Hughes is going to retire. I'm like, no, he's not. He's just trying to jack the riders around, scare them to get more money.
Yeah, I'm confused too, because a lot of people have said he's a free agent. Some people have said that he's just re-signed quietly and they're waiting to announce it. But yet he came on this program, did he not? In early December.
It was when we were in Houston.
When we were in Houston and said, no, I'm signed for next year. So we've sit here, broke that news back in December, and people think it's new news now that he's under contract for another year.
Unless something's changed.
Unless something's changed. So I'm interested to see what he tells you, but he was on this show back in December, and we should pull the clip and start circulating that.
Well, I wasn't watching because we were in transit, so I didn't see the clip.
I had to go, but we went back. I went back and watched the program, and he asked him, and he didn't say a lot. He's like, no, man. He's like, I'm signed for 2020.
This is hilarious.
I'm not a free agent. He said it.
Can we pause for a second? Amber Crawford writes in, and she says, watching from sunny Costa Rica. Hola. Hi, Amber. From Monty in Saskatoon, he says, how about the NBA trades today? Monty, step into my office. When we're talking CFL, you want to talk junior hockey. When we're talking junior hockey, you want to talk CFL. We're talking rider free agency. You want to talk NBA trades. Can you just chill? From Glenn Erickson in Saskatoon, dig deep, Rod. One of my favorite all-time WHL questions. Name a WHL player who was married while playing in the dub. Dan Folk? Are we talking about players that had children while playing in the dub or were married?
No.
Different conversation.
The dub was never like university football.
Right? Ronald Petrovitsky. Petro.
That would be a European.
Very European thing to do.
It's a European thing to do. It's not like U Sports where one day back in the day you had 34-year-olds playing, right? It's always been juniors.
28-year-old Daryl Leeson.
Yeah.
I would say, Glenn Erickson, that your answer to your question, name a WHL player who was married while playing in the dub, Ronald Petrovitsky, number 29 of the Regina Pats, whom we acquired from the Tri-City Americans in 1998. Ronald Petrovitsky. Here's the thing. You think there's only one. There's probably quite a few more than you think. Now I'm getting off track here. What's happening with Darren Bombing? Bombing has logged in and he's ready when you are. Let's take a break because I feel like this could go a while. Is that all right, Clark?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to Winnipeg next. We're going to talk CFL free agency, Bomber quarterbacks, Winnipeg Jets. Hang on. That's coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it.
LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Darren bombing of TSN Winnipeg, a quick Prairie Mobile text message. Anonymous texter says, Don't forget us. Listen live, guys. Great program, Rod. I love that I can listen later if I get tied up. P.S. Bring Willie back. That's from Anonymous texter. We didn't forget about you. Listen live, guys. What makes you think we forgot about you guys? There's 10 times as many people listening as are watching. Sports update. The Toronto Raptors didn't make it easy, but they stretched their win streak to a franchise best 12 games by edging the visiting Indiana Pacers 119-118 last night. Kyle Lowry poured in 32 points and Serge Ibaka had 30. Toronto trailed by as many as 19 points before storming back. Austin Matthews is one goal away from reaching 40 for the second time in his career. He scored his 38th and 39th in the Leafs' 5-3 loss to the Rangers at MSG last night. The Leafs made a deal for a new goalie. Toronto acquired Jack Campbell as well as forward Kyle Clifford from the LA Kings in exchange for forward Trevor Moore and draft picks. Haley Skimura's third period goal stood as the winner as the United States women's hockey team beat Canada 3-1 in Vancouver in Game 4 of the rivalry series. Jocelyn Larocque had Canada's lone goal. The U.S. has won 3 of the first 4 games of the series. The finale goes Saturday in Anaheim. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see you at Wendell's. We will Saturday. We're DuPont's Pying Me Lunch. And next Tuesday, Wendell Clark will be live on the Rod Peterson Show. They're hosting a watch party at Wendell Clark's for the interview. Did you know that?
That's exciting.
Yes.
I can't wait.
So thank you, Wendell Clark's. And thank you, Darren Bombing, TSN Winnipeg, for sitting through all of that preamble and then joining us to chat sports this morning. How you doing, DB?
Everything's good here in Winnipeg. Rod, how are you guys out there?
We're great. We're really good. Sitting here talking sports every day, having coffee, just like yourselves. Yes. Got a lot of folks have written in and said they're loving the CFL talk. So let's start there. Let's back up a little bit, if you don't mind. David Naylor, your colleague at TSN, said he was surprised the Bombers chose Zach Collaros over Matt Nichols, given all the things Matt Nichols has done for the Bombers in his time. Were you surprised at when they had to choose one or the other that they went with Zach?
Well, Dave and I talk a lot, and I was not surprised. You know, him and I disagree on that. I thought this was the right decision for the Blue Bombers to make. Zach Collaros, all things equal, is the more dangerous, more of a threat as a quarterback. All credit to Matt Nichols. The guy, as a man, as a leader, as a professional, I don't know if you could really construct in a sandbox a better individual than Matt Nichols is as a professional football player. He does all the things the right way. He carries himself with the utmost professionalism. And on the field, there are few that bring as much fire and passion than Matt Nichols brings. You talk to any of his teammates. You can talk to the guys that are in the huddle with him. You can talk to the guys who are on the sidelines when Matt Nichols is on the field or that have to practice against him. They all say the same thing. Matty Ice is the man. They love him. This was no doubt a very difficult decision for the Blue Bombers to make, but in my opinion, they made the right one. A lot of people say, well, Zach Collaros, you know, you look at his concussion history, his injury history, he's one hit away from it being over. Well, display me one professional athlete in any sport who is not one hit away from it being all over. That's professional football. That's pro sports. I think the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and general manager Kyle Walters really put in the time and the consideration in making this decision, but I think they made the right one. Zach Collaros gives new offensive coordinator here in Winnipeg, Buck Pierce, a legitimate downfield passing threat. He can just do a little bit more.
You know, I love this. The viewership just lights up when we start talking CFL in February. It's fantastic. A lot of Winnipeg viewers, too, by the way. Willie Jefferson, I guess, has heard from 5 of 9 teams in the CFL here in free agency. Do you think he's just holding out for the best buck, or do you think that Winnipeg is where his heart is?
Well, I do know this. 12 months ago, when Willie Jefferson was weighing his options to leave Saskatchewan and ultimately sign with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, he didn't have an agent. He negotiated his own contract, and I think it might have been the first time he has ever done that. So for Willie, this new negotiation window, it is a lot of agents, longtime CFL player personnel and general manager individuals kind of confused, maybe not confused, but still kind of feeling it out to see how it's all going to work. I'm going to give Willie Jefferson the benefit of the doubt. Sit back, let those offers come in. I imagine he's still even weighing some NFL offers. And at the age of 29, I understand, you know, Adam Big Hill was in a similar situation 2 years ago, age of 29, coming off a pretty strong season with the New Orleans Saints, was offered a contract by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But 29-year-olds don't get a lot of upfront money, that assurance that they're going to get a paycheck before they get cut potentially in training camp. If you get cut in an NFL training camp, August, September, you've already missed half the CFL season. Then where's your earning potential? It's not just cut in half because half the season is over. It's cut by 60 or 70% because most teams' salary caps are already filled up. So for Willie Jefferson, it's an important decision for him. And I think similar to Bo Levi Mitchell, Adam Big Hill, a lot of other players in the past, he's looking at those lucrative CFL deals in a place where he knows what the game is. He knows what his role will be. He knows he can be an absolutely dominant player in this league. And if it's the big money he wants, maybe the Argos have it for him. If it's a chance for another championship run, maybe it's back in the West Division where he's played the entirety of his CFL career. But this I do know, if it's 5 out of 9 CFL teams, the 4 that didn't contact Willie Jefferson are either right up against the cap, probably the Montreal Alouettes, one team that didn't even inquire on Willie Jefferson, or they're comfortable with who they have at defensive end. That might be an example of the Saskatchewan Roughriders with AC Leonard and Charleston Hughes. So for Willie Jefferson, I know people here in Winnipeg would love to have him back. And I'm almost at the point where I'm comfortable saying, Rod, quarterbacks included, I don't know if there is a more impactful player in the CFL today than Willie Jefferson. Quarterbacks have the ball in their hands all the time. You can't scheme around them. But that's the point. When you have to scheme around Willie Jefferson, one player out of 12 on the defensive side of the football, it just might be worth $250,000 plus in free agency.
So now heading into Tuesday, Darren, who would be at the top of, or what would be at the top of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers wish list? Or what's their biggest need now heading into free agency?
Well, the NFL absolutely decimated the Blue Bombers' defensive secondary. Marcus Sales, 2 years here, 2 all-star seasons with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as a rookie, and then, you know, signing with the Minnesota Vikings and getting a little guaranteed cash. Same deal with Winston Rose. He leads the CFL in interceptions in 2018, and then again in 2019, running away with it with 9 picks for the Blue Bombers last year. He gets some guaranteed money and signs with the Cincinnati Bengals. So with that entire boundary side defensive backfield gone to the NFL, the Blue Bombers need to find some help. Maybe it's just one name. Maybe it's just one body that they need. I know they have some young guys coming up through the pipeline. They were insured to re-sign Mercy Mastin, a great versatile piece. He can play corner. He's probably going to be their strong side linebacker and line up at the dime most of the time. But Winnipeg needs help there. That's the obvious spot. The one I see them that maybe people aren't talking about is receiver. I don't know if Darvin Adams is going to be back with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. What his price point is, what the production is, and the type of player they're looking for. I think they would like to have a little bit more of a physical piece. Darvin Adams has been a great player. When healthy, he's capable of being a 1,000-yard receiver, but maybe Kyle Walters make a bigger splash. Maybe he wants one of those real game-breaking, home run hitter type receivers. Maybe it's Jarrell Walker. I know they tried to target him last season in free agency. Maybe it's Devere Posey, recently cut by the Montreal Alouettes. I think they would like to add a piece on that, the outside of their offensive receiving group.
From Clark, he's peppered me with questions for you, producer Clark, so I'll try to make him quick.
My guy.
What will the Bombers do behind Caleros on the depth chart?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that's actually the question I posed to our daily poll on TSN Radio here in Winnipeg. Should the Blue Bombers target a veteran backup quarterback, or will they be comfortable? Chris Streveler is now in the NFL. He signed with the Arizona Cardinals. Everybody here in Winnipeg hoping that he can continue that explosion and impact in games in the NFL. I would love to see more of that type of player in the NFL. And working with Kyler Murray, I think he would be a great short yardage and gadget option. But it leaves Winnipeg a little bit thin with Matt Nichols leaving as well. Sean McGuire was a rookie last season. He got in once or twice, a couple spot duties, showed all the physical tools. Paul Appelese spoke glowingly of him, his ability to learn, the way he thinks the game, his ability to process information on the field quickly. And he has an arm that has really impressed me and has that body type, I think, kind of reminds me of a Mike Riley. He kind of looks like that when he delivers the football and he drops back in the pocket. But second-year quarterbacks are still essentially very young and like rookies in the CFL. And with the way, we've seen quarterbacks go down almost with, no surprise and with a lot of frequency in the CFL, Winnipeg being a team that is expected to, compete for a Grey Cup and run it back and get a second championship in a row, maybe they want to find a quarterback behind Zach Collaros just for a little bit of assurance that if there is an injury, maybe Zach has to miss a week or two or hopefully not longer, that they have an option there to continue to win games.
Okay, some rapid-fire Jets questions as you cover the Jets for NHL.com. One from producer Clark, and that is, how will this Buffalo situation play out? Do you see him playing in the NHL again for another team?
I think so. He's 34 years old. He's made over $60 million in his career. He gave up $7.6 million this year with this. There's a lot of gray area. I know this is a rapid fire question, but there is a lot of gray area and conflicting information. What the team has said and reports, from various outlets across the country. I'm not sure exactly where the truth lies. But just to answer the rapid fire, my gut tells me Dustin Byfuglien is not ready to retire. That guy loves playing hockey, and I think he would probably do it for free.
Wow. I thank you for that answer. And from our director of scouting, Craig Smith, two-time Grey Cup champion, he's a Winnipeg-er, he's a Jets fan, and he wants to know if Winnipeg will be getting defensemen at the trade deadline.
I'm sure they would like to add one, the salary cap and that situation, if they're able to come to some sort of conclusion with Dustin Byfuglien and free up that $7.6 million in cap space, absolutely they should be buyers. They're on the outside looking into the playoff picture right now, but the injuries have been just an absolute Achilles heel, pardon the awful pun, for this Winnipeg Jets team this year. Injuries up front, injuries on the back end. They're still not fully healthy, and they're really leaning on Neil Pionk and Josh Morrissey, their top two defensemen right now, for power play minutes. Just minutes in the game. They need to add some help and solidify the entirety of that top four in their six defensemen.
Awesome report, Darren. I appreciate the time. I'm hoping we can catch up next week, maybe for the CFL Free Agent Frenzy show, if there is one. We'll see what happens by then. But thanks for this. I know you're a busy guy, so thanks for finding some time for us today.
You're right, Rod. I'm super busy. I got a ton of snow to shovel right now, so we'll maybe talk next week.
At least it's not a flood.
That's true. Fingers crossed.
All right. Darren Bombing joining us from Winnipeg. Wasn't that the thing that happened to him? His basement flooded?
That's right.
Hey.
Looking pretty good now, though.
He looks happy. He looks relaxed. Just ahead of a break, and we'll be chatting some curling here with Kirk Myers and Braden Muscoe. Obviously, we're loving the interactive component of this program every day. We all love it. So Alan Lai writes in and Dale Wagner writes in. They both say, are the Bombers interested in Jonathan Jennings? Hang on to that. Jason Bysick writes in. He says, Flames Mark Giordano only going to miss a week. Thank God. I just saw that on Twitter real quickly, that the general manager, Brad Treliving, announcing that in Calgary today. So he's the captain, isn't he, Giordano?
Yep.
They can't afford to be without him. And Wayne in Victoria says, I think some CFL team may take a chance on Jennings. And I guess in the time we have left, which is just a couple minutes in this segment, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there. I think people forget. I added them up and did a list here last month in one of my 10 things columns. There's like 15 or 16 quarterbacks. Now there's less now. Zach signed, Arbuckle signed, Masoli signed. but there's still the majority out there. Jonathan Jennings, Brandon Bridge, who I'm still, we're all praying the light goes on at some point before his career is over, yep. that he ends up being, reaching his potential.
I hope so. Franklin's still out there.
James Franklin.
Guys. Oh, yeah.
Macbeth just signed with the Argos. Matt Nichols hasn't signed with anybody yet. So the more I think about it, we probably will be doing that free agent frenzy. But let's remember something, too. The one thing the GMs have long told me, there's priority one free agents. That's the guys that are being targeted in advance of the deadline and signed on that day. There's priority two or phase two free agents that you see that signing 1 to 2 weeks after free agency opens. And then there's the third phase, priority three free agents that wait till training camp or into training camp for an injury. So that's still not saying Tuesday is going to be this red letter day for free agency.
Right. No, it doesn't mean that for sure. There's lots of time. But guys will want to test the market, and anybody who's got offers out there right now, it might go fast and furious. The thing about going late is it might all be done by 11:30 Central Time,
right?
12:30 Eastern. Like,
that'd be okay.
Those offers might be accepted. Yeah, and lots of time for analysis and looking at how things might shake up, because at that point, we're going to be able to start at least crafting some of our early predictions. When you talk about how you see things shaping up, terms of standings, we like to do that in the off season, and then we do it more in training camp and at the beginning of the year. But you can do it now once you know who's going to be the starting quarterback and tailback and on the defensive line and who's going to be the receiving core and some of these key pieces. We might know that pretty early. So it could be a fun show.
John Heaps, lastly, he's writing in from Arizona and rubbing it in. He says, cool in Scottsdale, but no snow. Oh, he's not rubbing it in. He's just giving us a weather report.
Uh-huh.
Well, just so you know, John, I torture myself. I have 4 cities with their weather on my app on my phone
every
day.
You don't delete them?
Regina, Miami, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. And I just look at them, and it just tortures me every day that I look at these. So in Phoenix, it's 9. But unhealthy air quality for sensitive groups. So stay indoors, John. And Vegas, it's 8. But I must say this, tomorrow, sunny and 21. When I'm there next week, it's sunny and high teens. And I'm excited to get down there, obviously, for 2 Golden Knights games. The Blues and the Islanders are going to see Ebbs at the morning skate. But there's a huge hockey tournament going on in Las Vegas when I'm down there. Just so turns out, my friend Darwin's grandson's playing with the Dallas Junior Stars. And guess who's going to be in this tournament? The Vegas Junior Golden Knights. The Phoenix Junior Coyotes. Dallas Junior Stars, obviously.
That's cool.
I think Burnaby Winter Club, some legendary hockey programs. And they said, can you come out to these games? And I said, well, if time allows, like this is turning into be a very compacted 4 days.
Yeah.
But when 5 years ago, when this whole Golden Knights Genesis thing started going on, there was only 1 hockey rink in all of Vegas. 1. Now there's 5.
It's growing.
Yeah.
We saw that same, you know, phenomenon in Nashville when we were down there a couple of years ago.
It's exploding there, too.
Over a year ago now. Yeah, it's exploding. The number of hockey rinks that are there because of the love for the Predators, the programs are growing like crazy.
Just Hockey Canada, you better be looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
This whole, it's our game. Probably the dumbest, most arrogant slogan in the history of sport. It's our game. No, it's not. Okay, we're talking curling next. That's our game. Kirk Myers in the bunker. Next, it's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Thursday morning, February the 6th, episode 172 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. I'm excited to talk some curling now. Kirk Myers joining us in the bunker. Brayden Muskowy, we're going to conference in on video chat, talking about the Sask-Tel Men's Tankard, the upcoming Brier, and some global curling things. And I think we've got Brayden almost ready to go. But, Kirk, I'll welcome you. You're looking good as always. How are you?
Well, I'm licking my wounds a little bit after the loss this weekend. Slowly getting over it. This is going to be the first time I've seen Brayden, so hopefully I don't shed into too many tears. Since Sunday night.
Right.
Since he took it to us in the provincial final, but I guess he owed us one after last year. So,
but I'll tell you what, obviously was following it throughout the weekend, and Melville rocked it, I heard. Knocked it out of the park.
They did. Unreal. The people there are fantastic. They worked hard. They put on a great show. The venue was unbelievable. The crowds were great. It was awesome. They know how to do it down there.
And for those, I would think a lot of our viewers know, but maybe some don't, that the Myers curling team fell to the Dunstone-Muskowy team in the final, the provincial final. What was the final score, by the way?
I think it ended 4-2, so we were in a heater until the ninth end. I had a little come around in the ninth end to maybe sting him in the ninth. Didn't quite curl enough. Maddie made a nice little tap for two. We were two down coming home, didn't get anything going, and that's the final score, and that was when the boys celebrated.
Well, this is big time, and Darren, you jump in any time, but curling at a big time level. This is to go to the Brier, so you smile, but it must have been a bit of a gut punch. And how is your relationship with the Dunstone-Muskowy rink, by the way? Is there a bird? Because you know what? Games like that are what cause rivalries.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. I must. Relationship's good. there's been some moments in the past when we've got into it. Maybe Brayden and I could talk about that a little bit. But it's almost in good nature and fun. You're out on the ice. You kind of give it back and forth to each other. And then after it's over, there's not much animosity there, luckily. But that was a punch in the gut. It sucks. I mean, every curler curls to go to the Brier. Every curler, women curler curls to go to the Scotties. And when you get that close, and we had a great week, we played awesome. You get that close and you lose that one, it's a punch in the gut. And you know, you can hardly hold back tears as you're walking to the dressing room when you hear everyone cheering for Dunstone going to the Brier. But they're great. They're going to do well. Cheering for them all the way. They're Saskatchewan team now, and you always cheer for Saskatchewan, right?
Yeah, for sure. It seems like the tide's turning, though, in curling in this province. Wasn't that long ago where we didn't pay much attention to the Tankard, right? And we had to learn about who's going to compete for Saskatchewan in the Brier, and it probably took us 3 or 4 days and 6 or 7 draws to figure out who the team was, right?
Yep.
But now we're starting to see a lot more competition.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, that's, I think we can talk about it. What are we going to need to do to win the Brier in this province? And I think you're looking at it. You need commitment out of maybe a group of three or four or even two teams that are really committed to being the best team in the world and doing all they can, not just playing 4 or 5 weekends a year, not just practicing maybe once a week. It's practicing every day. It's doing the little things well. And then you're going to push each other to be better and better and better. And I say that lots. And I think Braden will agree with me. We see that. We saw that in Alberta for years. We got Martin, we got Furby, Cooey. You see it in Manitoba for years with Burtnick and Stoughton and Vic Peters. I mean, I think you need that in a province to get that recognition. And then as you start getting better, you get more media play and you start recognizing the teams. And I think that's what you're seeing here. And I think that's what you're going to need to win the Brier. And I hope the Dunstone team continues on as they are. I hope we can continue on as we are. So we keep pushing each other to be better. And hopefully just next year, they let us have the final game if we can get into it. That would be nice. But
well,
a lot of work before that happens.
I think we're all enjoying the rivalry, and I was, let's be honest, social media is where it's at. I saw that you guys were meeting in the final, and Braden, by the way, we had, and then he walked off camera, Clark said, so we're pulling him back in here, but we were hosting a Super Bowl party, and I'm thinking, man, thankfully Sasktel Local Max carried the thing provincially, but we were at a place where we couldn't get it. If they'd had it on Facebook Live, it would have worked really handy.
They do it on YouTube, Rod. They had it on YouTube, but not Facebook Live.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that they had it there, because I think I probably would have watched it. Now, having said all that, Braden told me in the steam room at the gym when he was hatching this plan, and three years ago, and that Kidby was involved in Catlin and Maddie. And I was excited. And now for him, and I'm going to ask him when he comes on, they tell me we got him. His dreams come to fruition. So he's going. You now, as you said, will be cheering for him because he's Saskatchewan. Are you going to the Brier in Kingston? You must be.
No.
No?
No, I don't think I will. It's nice to have a break from curling sometimes. I'll be going to the Scotties and Moose Jaw. I'll be checking that out, cheering there. But I don't think I'll be making the trek to Kingston. It'll be watching from home, just kind of enjoying that, enjoying a little time off the road, because it doesn't happen much in our curling lives these days.
I get it, too. Well, to be honest, it's a little like the Ryder people that have told me, specifically Chamberlain and Tamman, who said, I don't want to go to Grey Cup if we're not in it. Why would I go? So it's the similar sort of thing.
And it's a little
thing,
sad, right? Too. You'd get there and you go, oh, well, I guess I don't have to play tomorrow morning. Oh, I guess I'm not going to be wearing the green jacket. I don't know if I've been to many Briars that I've expected to win and didn't win and that sort of thing. And I think it would be heart-wrenching, to be honest.
It's a tough loss.
I'll tell you, it's a tough loss. And then to go and almost experience those feelings again. And I know what those feelings are like because I've been there 5 times. That'd be just thinking about
you
that.
You feel like
one.
You should be there. That would be what it would be, right?
And it would be sadness that you're not. And it would be that, because like I said, that's the show. That's the dream for us, you know? And I think it would be just a really tough week to go watch.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear you say that there is still some competitive fire. And by the way, I think that people are really going to get turned on here around here, watching you the last, you know, 5 years or the 5 times you've been there. Now, Braden, it's a younger demographic, and that part's all cool. But it reminds me of the interview that I did with Rachel Holman when I said, you know, Rachel, you're nothing like the steely, mean person that you portray on television. And she's like, well, listen, I'm no different than a football player or a hockey player, but I don't have a helmet on, so you can see my face.
Totally.
She's an ass kicker.
Yeah.
But away from the rink, she's funny. She's nice. She cracks jokes, but who would know it, right?
Yep.
But I thought that was a pretty cool answer from her.
Yeah, I think that's bang on. And I think that's where some of the rivalry comes from between maybe our team and their team and other teams, is when you're on the ice, you're just into it. And, you know, you're just totally engaged in it, and you're not going to let them get any sort of advantage. So you're going to make sure that you stick up for yourself. And that's how you get some of those little spats back and forth. But then when you're off the ice, you move on, you have a drink, you have a beer, and you move on. So,
did you say that we had Braden? We had him, and then we lost him. Okay, well, how do you like that?
He's big dogging us now. He's going to the
he's
Brier.
He's big timing us. Yeah, no kidding.
He thought he should take off the championship T-shirt for the interview.
He didn't realize I was going to be on the show. He's got to reword his interview.
My guess is he hasn't taken it off yet. I have a note here that the Tankard's expanding next year.
It's been 16 teams, I think, for about 10 years, and they're moving it down to 12. And I know a lot of the curlers have their thoughts on that, and good and bad and those sort of things. And Curl Sass made that decision, and that's what's going to be next year. And I kind of wanted to know what Braden thought of it. But, you know, some of the thoughts are like some of those younger teams and those teams that don't get to experience arena ice and big crowds and those sort of things will not get a chance at the Tankard now, because there's four less teams. That the other side of it is going to be a little more competitive. So it'll be interesting how that plays out. Like I said, I think we've had one of the best systems in the country for getting our Brier rep for the last 10 years. And now we're changing it up a little bit. We're going from 16 teams to 12 teams. It'll be interesting how it plays out. But like I said, I wonder what it'll do to our regional tour in Saskatchewan. I wonder what it'll do to some of the young teams, some of the teams that just want to experience a tankard that won't anymore. It'll be interesting as that plays out in the next year.
I can't say I'm against it. I mean, and you just said it makes it more competitive, but it's kind of flying in the face, wouldn't you say, Darren, of what every other league is doing, though?
Yeah.
Right? They're adding teams to the playoffs. Like the NHL's talking about doing that.
Right. So with parity and with more competition, you think you want to give more opportunity, for sure. And this might, maybe it'll spawn other little playdowns.
Yeah,
to try and get into it.
And it might, but I think you're exactly right. You kind of want to get more participation.
Yeah.
You get more people involved, more families involved in the event. Then you're going to get more, you know, bar revenue, more people buying popcorn at the stands with more teams. And again, that's just maybe on a high level view of my opinion on it. But it'll be interesting how it plays out.
So we got him now, the provincial curling champion, Braden Muskoi from the Dunstone team on video chat. We're bringing him in. We're here, Braden. And we got Kirk Myers in the bunker as well. Looks like the video might be freezing a little bit. But hey, champ, how you feeling in the 4 days after the provincial final?
Well, boys, thanks for having me. I am feeling a lot better today than I was Monday morning when I woke up. That's for sure. We managed to find a couple cocktails and do a little celebrating, but now it's back to the real world now. And unfortunately, pro curling isn't like pro hockey, so we got to get back to the grindstone and make a few bucks this week now.
Well, it's interesting. We have Jordan Eberle from Long Island, and it's just like he's next door. Where are you, Braden? He's in town, and it's all choppy, like he's on the North Pole. Where are you at?
I'm in the north end of Regina, and we don't have Infinite up here yet. So, my stepdad works with SaskTel, but I can't seem to get Infinite up in my area of town. So, I can try going on my data here if you think that might work better.
No. Well, I don't know. We can hear you just fine.
It's funny. People are watching. Okay. It's like, that's such a Regina thing. north of duty, we can't get the internet.
Officially north of duty. Clark, do you want him to go off? No, he says, okay, we're good. So, Braden, the dream's alive from what you were telling me, putting this dream team together, and you're off to the Brier. Have you had time to kind of sit back and realize that it's happening?
Yeah, I guess now that, like I said, we kind of got our celebrations out of the way and it sank in a bit. We've kind of spent the last 2 days doing all the logistical stuff, booking the flights, the hotels, trying to set up a little team training camp, our send off, all that stuff. So yeah, it's starting to sink in, and wow, what a week in Melville. All the teams definitely made us work for it, and we knew it would be tough, but it was certainly even harder than we had even imagined going in, I think.
Well, Kirk was just saying that final was a punch to the gut for them to lose. What was it like from your side that it was so tight for so long? Talk about the final itself.
Yeah, it was a great final. We felt like we controlled most of the game. Kirk actually made two pretty fantastic draws to kind of keep them in it, I would say, for the most part. He made a great draw on the first end, where it was probably a little bit of a guess for him. And then in the sixth end, he made a draw that you probably only make one or two out of 10, I would say, to score. So it was a great game, as it always is when we play those guys. I was listening to him talk about, you know, the rivalry or whatever. And it's funny. It seems like the closer you are to the guys and the more of a history you have with them, the stronger rivalry it creates. It's the same with, you know, whether Ben Hebert's another one. For whatever reason, me and him just always seem to get into a little bit of a dispute on the ice and just over the stupidest things most of the time. Ourselves mainly myself, I guess, and Kirk or a member or two off his team have been known to do that every now and again. But that's the beauty of it. You never want to lose, and you especially don't want to lose to your buddies and your rivals. So it was a great battle, and they definitely got the best of us in the A final. But luckily, we were able to get on a bit of a roll and come back and get a little bit of redemption for last year's heartbreak, at least.
Jason Bisek in Calgary's watching. He says, no internet in North Regina. Oh, Regina. No, Braden didn't say no internet. There's no SaskTel Infinite. Oh, which I don't even know what that
is.
I
don't know what the deal is. Usually my Wi-Fi is pretty good, but must have caught me on a bad morning here, so I apologize for that.
Well, you're coming here clear as a bell in terms of the audio, so the video is just a little choppy. So
I'm a face made for radio anyways, Roddy, so that's
I know that. That's two of us. So, Braden, there's some big names in the Briar field. So what's your thought of the competition with what you're going to face in Kingston?
Yeah, it looks like it's stacking up to be another great Briar. It's you got all your usual suspects there, Gushu, Kui, Jacobs, Epping, who's turned into one of the best teams in the world this year. They're there. So the ending the 40-year curse is certainly not going to be an easy task, but make no doubt about it. That's the reason why we put this team together. That's the reason why we're going. And you know, I think earlier on in the year with us being able to capture that slam, it just kind of, I guess, reassured and proved to us that, yeah, we actually can do this if we get clicking, because the slam, as everyone knows, is the top 15 teams in the world. The Briar is probably going to feature 5 or 6 of the top 15 teams in the world, I would guess. So in theory, the Briar should be easier to win than a slam, but that's just not the case when you factor in the history of the Briar, the prestige, the pressure that comes with playing for your province, trying to win a Canadian championship. So it's definitely a tall task, but we're excited for it. We're looking forward to it. You know, we started talking today about things we need to do a little bit better, things we did fairly well, and we've got the wheels in motion now to head out there and play some of our best curling of the year, and hopefully that gets us into the playoffs. That's the goal. Once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. So that's kind of what we're focused on right now.
You mentioned that, Braden, the prestige of the Briar and that sort of thing. And I know you've been to the Briar a couple times now with Manitoba, once with Saskatchewan way back. But it's been 8 years since you wore, I think, 8 years since you wore the green jacket. How did that feel on Sunday night when you got that green jacket back and get to go to the Briar for Saskatchewan? I know for me, that's one of the best things about curling.
Yeah, that was special, obviously. And I know it's the same for you. You grew up, you watched your dad with the green jacket go to the Briar. And as a kid coming up in curling, that's all I've ever wanted to do is wear the green jacket at the Briar, just like my old man. So, was lucky enough to get to 2 Briars with Manitoba. But I remember, you know, always being jealous of seeing Team Laycock out there, especially in Regina at the hometown Briar. Wearing the green coats, because make no mistake about it, the green jackets are the nicest jackets in curling.
Yes,
so,
they are.
there's no debating that. So as sweet as it was being at those 2 Briars for Manitoba, there was just a little something missing, and it just felt a little bit off, you know, representing Manitoba instead of, you know, I couldn't help but always just be a little bit jealous of Team Laycock. And everyone knows, or anyone who's been to a Briar knows, that Saskatchewan fans, no different than the CFL, they travel the best. I don't care if you're in Kingston or BC or you know, Toronto, you're going to be running into some Saskatchewan people there that will be wearing their rider jerseys and cheering you on. So I definitely missed that, and that's probably the part I'm most excited about going back representing Saskatchewan.
Well, I think my last question is this. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the pressure, because I always watch the Briar expecting the Ron Folk or the Rick Folk curse to end, the 1980 curse, and it hasn't happened. This is the breadbasket. This is the heartland of curling in the country. So there's some pressure on you, Braden. Do you guys feel it?
I would say we embrace it more than anything, to be honest with you, Roddy. I think we put quite a bit of pressure on ourselves, and that can be a bad thing, and it has been a bad thing for us at times this year. You know, we expect a lot of ourselves, and, you know, it sometimes maybe have a little bit of unrealistic goals and aspirations, you know, for being a bit of a younger team and up and coming team, I guess. But, you know, we expect, I'll be honest with you, we expect that we can go there and win the Briar, and we're not hiding that, and we'll admit that to anyone. So, like I said, obviously you got to play well, but you also need some breaks and some luck. It's a fickle game like that. It's a lot like golf, you know, where you can do what you think everything's right, but sometimes, you know, just the littlest things aren't going your way. And so hopefully the curling gods are on our side. And on top of that, we play well. And honestly, I think if we do that, there's no reason why we shouldn't be in the playoffs. And from there, who knows? It should be nice to be that team that brings the tanker down those stairs at the Regina Airport, though. That's for sure. That's the goal. And that's why we put this squad together.
Well, you certainly have the right attitude, and everybody in your hometown is going to be on the edge of their seat. I can't even imagine how proud your family is of you. So bring it home, Braden. Go finish it off. Thanks for the time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, boys, and thanks a lot for having me. And, me and Kirk were texting a little bit. There's 14 other teams who have something else to say, but hopefully we get to do round three all over again next year.
All right. Thanks, Braden.
Look forward to it. Good
luck,
man.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one. Thanks.
Braden Muskowy joining us from north of Dewdney. Kirk's just like biting his lip.
It's fine.
There's like, I totally.
We're having fun.
Yeah. You guys are going to end up hating each other because you're going to be meeting in the Tankard Final every year for at least the next decade. I can just see it. And you know that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things. Like Braden said, there's 14 other teams, or next year there'll be 10 other teams that would like to say differently. And there always seems to be one or two teams in there that play really good, and they're the ones that sting you. And it happened to Muskowy in the B final. They lost to Hartung. They're a good team, and they came out firing, and they beat them in the B final. And these guys battled back through the C and ended up winning it. But there's always seems to be a few teams that won't go away easy at the Tankard every year. And so you never know what happens, but it'd be nice to play them again next year in the final.
Kirk, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Good job. Overtime coming up next, everybody. Hang on. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, for overtime. I have a 12:15 meeting at Miller. Looks like I'm going to be late for that. I'm sure they can start without me.
Oh, yeah.
Miller Comprehensive Collegiate, that is, for those of you that don't know.
Saskatchewan, everything's 5 minutes away.
Not here. Darren DuPont with me here for the overtime segment for Emerald Water. Everybody's on to this bet that I won again. You noticed that, right?
Remind me.
When are you going to stop betting me? When are you going to realize?
I've got a problem, okay?
Clearly.
I need the helpline.
I'll keep taking your money. or having you buy me lunch. Now there's people in Saskatoon wanting to come join us at Wendell Clark Saturday for lunch. Why the hell not? Come on down. We always end up having a big gang there anyways.
Can this be like a star athlete? You know when the athletes get the fine from the league for wearing the watch? You're like OBJ, and it's like the fan base pays the fine for them. You know, we start a little GoFundMe page. We'll collect $15 for your lunch.
I gave you all gift certificates. What are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining.
Wendell Clark will be on the Rod Peterson Show on Tuesday morning, by the way, and there will be a watch party at Wendell Clark's for it. I can't believe that it's a thing. I think it's amazing that that's a thing.
It's cool.
So anyways, pay up. Fish and chips.
Yes, sir.
One of these days, we'll be doing a show on diet tips. Just call me Oprah. Because I'm hearing all the fish and chips immediately made me think about the fact that I'm trying to lose 30 pounds.
I know.
I've started the downward slide.
So have I.
I'm coming down. And a guy at the gym the other day said, intermittent fasting. This is what you need to do. Intermittent fasting. Just eat within an 8-hour window, and then the other 16 hours don't eat. Just black coffee and you're good, is what he said. And I'm thinking, is milk in my coffee that bad?
It adds up. But it's not.
Give me a break.
But for intermittent fasting, they'll let that go.
Who's they?
Well, the people who promote it. You wonder why I don't eat till noon? Why I don't eat before till the show's over?
That's why. Intermittent fasting.
I stop eating. That's my secret. Is I stop eating at 8 o'clock at night. So that's the hardest part doing hockey games. You got to pack food to eat in the intermission. You can't eat that pizza in the media room, and the drive home. Mm. You want to stop for a snack? Grab a coffee.
Don't do it.
Water. Yep. The worst is getting home. This is the worst is, you know, and not the same for you, but now, but you do a game, you're on the road, you go to the hotel and you crack a beer and you grab a meal at like 11:30 at night, full meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to, you know, it took me a while to say, hey, fatty, just have a glass of water, go to bed. You're not hungry.
It's kind of hard.
It's hard. Really hard.
Well, Luke Mullender, Luke could never figure out why I only ate one meal a day. It's all I need. I eat like a senior. We traveled together for quite a few years,
yep.
Specifically to Florida, training camp in Saskatoon. It's usually like one meal, whether it's supper or lunch, that's it. That's my own intermittent fasting.
That's one version of it.
And it works.
Yeah.
But I go to these hockey games and I have donuts and pizza and I have a tough time saying no.
Yeah. Tyler's comment, you know, Dupes doesn't eat till noon, then it's Cheetos until bedtime. I've heard that. It's like salad for lunch, shake in the afternoon, and then 8 o'clock comes and you eat the entire pantry. Yeah, that's a problem.
That's
right?
Not good either.
That's not good.
People, but my thing with the diet tips, everybody's telling me, people writing in saying, you got to do the keto diet. Well, I've heard of people that has not ended well for. I've heard that that's not healthy. It's what I heard.
Hey, it's just like I say about everything else when it comes to self-awareness and all of those things. All of those diet things, they exist because they work, right? High-protein diet, low-carb diet.
Think so?
Fat diet with the keto. They all work, but you got to find out the one that works for you. That's it, right? You got to find out what
they don't work for everybody.
Yeah, keto might not work for you. It doesn't work for everybody. The intermittent fasting might not work for you either. But
here's a tip. Stop eating, fatty.
Yeah.
That's and I'm talking to myself.
That's funny. That's the only thing that's it's calories in, calories
that's,
out. Right?
That's what hasn't changed.
That's never changed.
Sports on tap for the Tabs Brewhouse and Liquor Store. And I'm serious. I got to get out of here and go to Miller or they're going to kill me. WHL last night. The Pats beat the Blades 3-2. Did you know?
Yeah.
In a
it
shootout.
It was a shootout.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
I'm telling you, I think the Pats crowds are as good as they are because most of their home games are on television. I believe that. It's a great commercial. And the Pats are home Saturday night, but I won't be there. I'll be at the Rush game. Winnipeg beating Moose Jaw 5-1 last night in Winnipeg. Prince Albert Raiders over Medicine Hat 4-3 in overtime. Max Paddock, 30 saves in the win. He's our Sask Snow Beef pro prospect profile today. On the show. Lethbridge beat Red Deer 7-6. Like, what has happened in the Dub? Is it 1987? All these goals? It's great.
I know.
Prince George beating Seattle 2-1 last night. There are no games in the Dub tonight. And the SJ last night, big win for the Estevan Bruins. They beat Nipawin 5-2. LaRange over Melfort 4-3 in overtime. Flin Flon was a 5-3 winner at Melville in the vault. And there's just one game tonight, Nippon Hawks at the Notre Dame Hounds. And Nugi, I can't come out and call the game with you, Nugzi, because I'm going to Saskatoon right away this afternoon and get ready for the Kinsman dinner, the Rush game. Can't wait. Love me some Saskatoon. That is Sports on Tap for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store, and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the brewhouse. Stop by and see them today. So you'll be in this chair tomorrow?
Yes.
Good luck riding herd with John Lynch.
Thank you.
It's going to be easy.
I'll bring my lasso. Got to have that ready.
And Clark has put on the monitor here on the program for you tomorrow that Dupes is hosting. You'll be picking up Frenzy from his palatial South Regina estate. So be sure to put that on your Instagram story or people will be upset.
I'll put that on the show's Instagram story. Okay.
Either or. Perfect.
Yeah, that'll be on there.
From our director of scouting, Craig Smith. He's always good, right?
Yep.
Talking about CFL free agency. Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Senior writer there. Gord Randall from the Gridiron Football Show on TSN. And our new best friend, Jeff Reinbold. Recap of Super Bowl 54. He's been just awesome. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, yeah. I really appreciate it. And the SJHL, just with a stick tap. The SJHL. Hey, we made it on the show again. Thanks, boys. Stick tap to the SJ. We heart you. Okay, I got to get out of here. Darren, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. Do you want to throw the pen?
No, you
on
got
Facebook, live.
Oh.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.